Good morning. Who's calling Christian?
Cheryl Baker from Bucks Fizz.
Cheryl Baker from Bucks Fizz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Cheryl, thank you very much for giving us a call so early.
Well, I think what you're doing is fantastic, so it's my pleasure.
And who's asked you to call the show?
His name's Mark Wood, and he runs my fans' website.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I've even got a fan.
No, I'm sure you've got loads. I mean, and also not just from Bucks Fizz, Record Breakers.
Yeah, Record Breakers.
I love that show as a kid.
Well, I did it for 11 series, it was, yeah.
It was a brilliant show.
Can we also chuck in Eggs and Bacon? I remember that from Saturday mornings as well.
See? I did that for 5 years, yeah.
We might as well be on that. We might as well run that fan site.
Yeah.
We're joining forces with Mark. And what charity are you supporting, Cheryl?
I'm a vice president of this charity. It's Abigail's Footsteps. And it's for bereaved parents, really, of stillborn babies, because I almost lost one of mine, so... You know, I just want to help them as much as I can. And they fund things like refrigerated cots, training, bereavement training for midwives. They're starting to build suites in hospitals so that the parents can go along and be away from the maternity unit, basically, where they can hear crying babies. So it's kind of a sombre thing, but it's
a very important
thing.
One.
And it's a small charity.
Yeah, I bet. So they need funding and awareness, right?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Well, good on you for supporting them and giving us a call this morning, Cheryl. No, we are huge fans of Bucks Fizz on this show. Do you still keep in touch with any of the rest of the other band?
Listen, mate, I'm on tour at the moment.
What? Wow, where are you
we
next playing? Give it a plug.
We can't be called Bucks Fizz.
No, I know, I heard.
We don't own the name, but
yes.
So we go out as formerly of Bucks Fizz, and that's the website and the Facebook and the Twitter and all that old malarkey. Formerly of Bucks Fizz. But yeah, we're touring all around the country.
It's a catchy name, isn't it? Formerly of Bucks Fizz.
Oh, well, it's the actual name is Cheryl, Mike and Jay, formerly of Bucks Fizz, with Bobby McJay. It trips off the tongue.
It does. It sounds like a legal firm. The solicitors. And you still doing it? I bet you enjoy still doing live work, don't you?
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. It's where my heart is. You know, all the
really?
Other stuff. The Record Breakers was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And Eggs and Baker, because it was music and cooking and all the other stuff I've done. Like, if I've been on stage, Footloose, Happy Days, all the things I've done. There's nothing better than going on stage with the guys and performing Land of Make-Believe and seeing the whole audience go wild and still ripping the skirts off, you know, even though I'm 193. It still gets the audience going.
I bet, yeah. And, of course, let's not forget the... I always overlooked one of the great Bucks Fizz songs, formerly of Bucks Fizz, which was The Camera Never Ever Lies Anymore.
Yeah, that got to number one. That was our last number one.
Yeah, do you still remember? I think it was the biggest Eurovision moment ever when you guys ripped the skirts off. I don't think anyone's come close to doing something as cool as that.
No, but they've tried. It's the sort of gimmick thing that they...
Yeah.
A lot of people have tried. Lordy came pretty close.
Yeah, very close, but not close as Bucks Fizz. I'm trying to remember Eggs and Baker then. Obviously, Record Breakers, big fan, used to enjoy watching that after school with Roy and to Norris as well. But Eggs and Baker, what happened in that then, Cheryl? How did that work?
Eggs and Baker was on a Saturday morning. And as I say, it ran for 5 years. And it was a cookery programme. It was to encourage children to cook. But we always had a lot of music. I mean, actually, it was one of the main music shows at the time as well.
What do you mean music? So what, a band would come and play and then you'd make some scrambled eggs?
If you looked on the list of who came on, they were all the top stars. It was brilliant. It was a great show to do.
So,
Saturday morning for kids.
And was it live?
Was it live? No, it wasn't.
Oh,
no.
I see.
Was it live?
Yeah. And, all right, so
neither
listen...
was Record Breakers, but Record Breakers was... Brilliant show.
Do any of the records or the weirder ones stand out to you? Do you remember any of them now? Is it all so many years?
Loads of them. Well, I mean, I broke several records.
Did you?
Well, when you work on a programme like Record Breakers, it's almost like obligation.
It's in your contract. You must break at least two records per series.
We broke one record. It was Wing Walk flying over to France. And I tried it. I went up 15 minutes. And I don't like being inside a plane, let alone standing on top of it. And when I landed, the producer ran over to me and he went, "Well," and I went, "Not on your life."
Are there any records
that one?
Are there any records that you and Roy set that still stand?
No, I don't know about Roy actually, but the ones that we set, the ones that I did with him, was the largest jazz band. We did that in the studio. Actually, I don't know if that still stands. The longest river dance line. I had to learn how to dance river dance, which was, you know, I'm not a dancer, so that was hard. And the longest rope slide, which was from the top of Blackpool Tower. And that was a world record because it was 1,200 feet long. And then the Royal Marines thought they'd break it within a couple of weeks. They went to the top of the Rocky Mountains. So.
Oh, good for them. Sports, huh? Back off. It's breakers territory. I also remember, I think this is Roy's one. Do you remember that sort of large tap dance he did on the rotunda, out in the rotunda in the old BBC TV centre at Wood Lane?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
No, he broke loads of records, Roy. Yeah. And the records that I think are most memorable are the ones, because he had a fear of heights. And so he did, you know, I said about the wing walking, he did that, and he did that long rope slide from the top of Blackpool Tower, and he was absolutely terrified, but it was to prove to himself that he could beat his phobia of heights.
Good on him.
Tell me, when he landed in France, he had goggles on, of course, and they all had dead flies over them.
How this works then, Cheryl, all the celebrities like you who are calling us up and supporting various fantastic charities, they leave a question for the next celebrity. Yours comes from Olympic diver Tom Daly.
Yeah.
And he wants to know, if you were just to have one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, a seafood platter.
Seafood platter.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Absolutely, I love it. Give me cockles and winkles and I'm a happy
girl. Cheap date. And Cheryl, what's your question for the next person that calls us?
Okay, well, let's stick with world records then. If you could break a world record, what would it be?
That's a great question. Well, listen, Cheryl, it's been a genuine joy to hear from you this morning. And what a life and CV you've had. All the various TV shows now. You're back still doing live work, which is great.
Brilliant. Thank you. I love it. I love it.
Now, Cheryl, what is the website? If people want to find out if you're coming near them so they can go and see you guys live.
All the W's, formerly of Buxfizz.com.
Get on it. OK. Cheryl, have a lovely weekend. Thank you very much for calling us.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. My pleasure. Bye.